So getting the urgent call from Paula to kind of step in and do a little pinch hitting here, and then I will admit that I don't read the lections before I come to worship normally. But I did today. and quickly put together a homily that reflects these various readings, and also that collect, which is calling us to proclaim boldly the truth. And we hear of the story of Uriah and his sneaky, weaselly way of getting his wife in his home, right? Like that, he sends this soldier out knowing that he would be killed in battle so that his wife would then be available to him. All right, so David was not being a good guy at that, to say the least. We've got the words of the psalm that talks about blessed are those who are forgiven. And really, even the story with David, even after doing that, he sees his sin and acknowledges that. And we've got this great story in Luke's gospel. Luke, patron saint here. Luke, the one that often speaks of the women that follow Christ. Luke, who uses story and images to boldly reveal that truth. All right, so we've got, this is toward the beginning of Jesus' ministry. This isn't when he's super duper well established, right? And so this Pharisee, perhaps thinking, woohoo, I can get this young prophet. I could have, well, actually, at his age, he wouldn't have been considered a young prophet in those times. We would consider him a young prophet, but new in his ministry, to come to my home. That will bring some honor onto me, and I can host him and perhaps learn about his ministries, perhaps witness miracles, perhaps see him heal others. All right, so Jesus comes into his home and makes a place at the table, and this woman comes in. All right, they don't even give her a name, as is often in the Gospels that we read and the different stories from Scripture. But this woman attends to Jesus' needs, washes his feet, kisses his feet, anoints him, gives him comfort and soothing. Right? So all along the prophet is or the Pharisee is having these thoughts of, can't believe she's here, I can't believe what she's doing. And Jesus says, Simon, look at this woman. And then talks about how he has received her love and her ministry and her welcome and her bold hospitality. Not in conflict with Simon's hospitality. Simon, you know, kind of met the mark of hospitality in that day and age. And this woman way exceeded the hospitality. Right? So it's not that Simon should have done all those things. Simon met the standard, and this woman boldly surpassed this. And this woman, being moved and loved by Jesus, perhaps in ministry prior to this, we don't really know. Perhaps just in that recognition, that eyeball to eyeball recognition. Jesus looking at her in a way that others do not look at this woman. In the way that few have been looked at and taken in and loved. That's who Jesus is. And that's the eyes that are looking at us as well. Right? She knew who she was and how she had lived her life at that until this point. This wasn't something that was hidden from her, and she needed a little, you know, coaching and a little nudging for her to recognize. All right, David. David was outraged at that story that was told. And then it was revealed that it's like, hey, fella, I'm talking about you. This is what you did. And then Simon, needing it pointed out, that wasn't the context that this woman was coming from. She was coming and interacting with Jesus, fully knowing who she was. And I would say, knowing who Jesus is. Being able to see Jesus clearly, and in that clarity, be able to give, break that alabaster jar and that expensive oil to be able to anoint Jesus with that. It wasn't that she didn't know who and what she was, and I say it was that she did know who and what Jesus is. And Jesus used that to enlighten Simon and the others that were gathered for this meal. So boldly proclaim the truth, to put a different context. You know, there's hospitality, there's love, there's forgiveness, there's peace, there's all of that that Jesus proclaims in the good news. And some of the folks that he proclaimed it to needed a little extra encouragement to hear it. You know, I pray for revelation all the time. I go, God, let me know. But give me a big old neon sign. Don't go subtle with me. Neon sign, 2x4 upside the head if need be, but don't go subtle. And this woman was not going subtly. She was expressing what she felt and what she experienced and the love and forgiveness that Jesus acknowledged with her. That's huge. That's not every day. That's extraordinary. That's bold. And that's our invitation with Jesus right here and now. For us to be bold like that, bold in seeing us for who we are, for each and every one of us to look and know who we are. You know, the scripture says, you know, this woman was a sinner. You know, that's the boat we're all in. And she was forgiven. We are forgiven, not by us, not by something we're doing, but by grace through God, by Jesus' death and resurrection. No, it's sourced by God. It's not sourced from us. And that's the good news. That's the fabulous news. That's the bold news. And that's what this bold and radical gospel is pointing us toward. That we're all called. We are all seen as clearly as this woman was seen by Jesus. We are all seen in that way by God. And once we know that, and once we let that in, we're going to be breaking all our alabaster jars, and we are going to orient ourselves to be that bold proclamation of the good news. So there's a lot in this combination of scriptures: forgiveness, boldness, being seen of who we are. And then out of that, our call to action, our call to express that love, and our call to this radical hospitality. So as we lift up prayers for Paula and getting well, as I read through the gospel and went, all right, it's a good one. Because we're out of John. John is very, like, confusing, and you have to diagram. But Luke is the storyteller. Lots of meat in Luke. All right, so taking this, this invitation for us to love boldly, for us to let ourselves be fully seen by ourselves as well as by God. And out of that love and forgiveness and invitation for us to be bold in our proclamations. Amen.